right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, you've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't... Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
I think of you every night and day. You took my heart and you took my pride away. I hate myself overloading now. Can't break free from the...
You gotta get out of here. We gotta do a show to do.
You live
gotta
here.
Do a show to do. Wow. English is much gooder.
Do you want to start it for real, or do you want to have all this mess on there?
Ah, whatever.
Okay.
Mess is part of the fun.
Hello.
Whoa.
Let's just know we're
what
real.
What are we talking about this week?
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Loveline.
Wait. Loveline, are you Adam Carolla or are you Dr. Drew? I'm confused.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be more Dr. Drew than Adam Carolla.
So is he Dude, Adam Carolla?
He's definitely more Adam Carolla.
Hey.
So who am I then?
Welcome to Loveline.
Am I Dr. Radio, what was the name that used to call in all the
are
time?
Are you the radio chick that's guest starring?
Yeah, like, that's wow. It. I'm the radio chick.
Could be.
There you go.
That wasn't
Leslie
meant
Gold?
To be offensive.
No.
Was it Leslie Gold, the radio chick?
No, not. No, wasn't there Dr. Laura, whatever?
Laura something.
Didn't she used to call into that all the time?
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Laura in this scenario. I'm not okay with this. I'm just...
Why not?
Just saying for the record.
Who cares?
Step up for you.
Well, it's questionable, I guess, but...
Saying.
But either way...
All right.
We are here.
We are.
This is episode 338.
Uh-huh.
And we are calling it...
I hate myself for loving you.
We'll get to that in a second.
Uh-huh.
We should introduce ourselves, because I've been told again to some of our new listeners.
Gotcha.
They still don't know who we are.
I'm Big Kev.
And you are?
Scapegoat.
And that would leave me. I am OG.
The other guy.
Thank you for listening.
And I'm Scapegoat.
Yes.
And I'm Big Kev.
And what did,
did
I
anyone know? Miss it? Did everyone get it now?
I don't.
There's that little rewind 15 seconds button if you missed it.
That's right. You know, news.
If you're listening on your video iPod.
News coming from the gentleman who runs the coffee cup robot website, but we can't talk about that yet.
Okay.
I have some stuff that I'll discuss with you guys, but we can't share with everybody else.
Oh,
that's kind of mean.
You know what we can discuss with
that's
everybody?
That's kind of mean. That's like saying, hello, audience. I'd like to tickle your balls.
You know,
well, that's what I'm doing.
Whatever kind of genitals you have, I'd like to tickle them.
Now, listen.
What I would
just
like...
because I'm displaying my balls doesn't mean I'm giving you consent to tickle my balls.
Okay.
Just saying.
Enough with the fucking balls.
Sorry.
Can we talk about New York Comic Con?
We sure can.
We can. It'll be happening in October.
And we hope to be there.
And what you meant was San Diego.
No, he meant New York.
He's gonna plug.
He's gonna plug the fact that we're begging for money.
Yes.
Are you really right in the beginning?
So just to be clear,
new listeners have no idea if they want to listen to the show, and we're already asking for their money.
Yep. Yes.
That's a good way to start.
Sure.
Yep. So New York Comic Con.
Welcome, new listeners.
Yeah.
We need your cash.
Now give us money.
We'd ask for $1 for every episode you've listened to, new listeners. If this is your first, I expect $1 donation.
But you probably want to donate more than $10 because otherwise you're not entered.
You can stay ahead if you do that.
Well, by entering $10,
like prepaid for 10 episodes. Yeah.
By entering $10, you're in the drawing for one of the three casual corner those cool figures. RoboCop, Phantom, and Evil Dead.
Yes. Oh, I had another prize and I totally forgot.
And once we get to 500,
sorry,
we have another one. We'll save it.
I know.
Once we get to 500, we're giving away a Mama's Boy custom by Christopher over at Kid Ink. So we've got things going on.
Yeah, so we basically would really like to be at New York Comic Con.
That's right.
We need some money in order to do
that. That's right.
And we are asking for your help.
Your help.
And here's one of the things. I'm throwing this out there. I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen. But if we make it to New York Comic Con, one of the things that we're talking about trying to do is being able to stream the con from the booth.
Indeed.
So, yeah. But of course, that requires us to have a booth, which is why we're asking you for money.
Exactly. So
right.
please go to bigkevsgeekstuff.com.
That's right.
And click on the PayPal button wherever you can find it, whether that's in the current episode and the show notes or whether it's on the side there.
Right.
Just click on it. Pick an amount of money.
We are click at $410.
We're not proud. We'll take anything.
That's right.
Yep.
Nickels are accepted, although I think there's a 3-cent fee from PayPal.
And how?
So make it at least 7 cents.
How close? eight cents would be the math on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
And let me ask, how close are we to our goal of $10,000?
To $10,000? Nowhere near close. To our actual goal, we're almost at a third.
Woohoo! Yeah.
So there you go.
Way to go, guys. Thank you so much for your third.
Some of you have been asking for when do you have to, is there a deadline
now.
For this?
The deadline is now.
Right. So the deadline is as soon as possible because the way I believe that it is an installment payment.
Yep.
And so we'll probably have to pay a part of it and then the second part of it. And obviously,
we'll want to be able to do that.
We're hoping to not gamble and lose.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Right.
And typical of its program.
Right.
So we're trying to break the strain of the sort of bad luck that maybe has plagued this program in some fashion.
Yes.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
We've wasted 8 minutes of showtime.
San Diego Comic-Con has just ended.
It has.
I still have not heard from some people. I'm a little worried based on some of the news that I've heard out of Comic-Con. I'm worried about whether they survived or not.
There was some scary stuff that went on this
Unbelievable.
Year. I gotta say, are you talking about the one girl?
The cosplayer girl?
That got beat senseless and they didn't know what happened?
Beat bloodied and unconscious and left on the beach?
Thank God at least, you know, some people are coming forward and the police are involved.
Them.
They got him, right?
But
They haven't released any information on the guy, but
29
years old.
She's
savage.
Underage. Yeah. They won't say what exactly. Does that mean she's under 21 or under 18?
No, 18. I thought I heard she was 16 or 17.
She has to be under 18, otherwise they can release. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But the family released all the information because they were desperate to get.
Yeah.
To,
was her name Miley? That I hear?
Don't remember.
I don't know what happened.
So there was a young girl who was cosplaying at San Diego.
She was cosplaying Roger Rabbit.
And she got, she got separated from her group.
A sexy Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
She got separated from her group.
No.
Although, as far as sexy goes, not as bad as some people. Not that that makes it okay one way or the other, but.
Yeah, you better be real careful.
No. What I mean is I would not qualify her costume as sexy Roger Rabbit as comparable to, let's say, sexy Chewbacca.
Okay, let's move on. The point is that I heard it a different way. I heard she had an argument with her friends and stomped off or something like that.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't get
I
into
heard.
The specifics of it, but she was separated from her
Correct.
Group
and got and we don't know how or what happened.
Correct.
But they found her at what like 3 a.m. or something, bloodied, unconscious, and possibly sexually assaulted.
So there you go.
On like the beach behind the Marriott, which is the hotel
directly next to the convention center. It's attached to the convention center, as a matter of fact, by a little walkway,
a little walkway.
So that's obviously
horrendous. Now I think what they should do is they should hold the guy for a year, and then release him to Comic-Con next year with a sign that said "I did it."
Yeah.
And let the cosplayers masses, have at them.
Just let the masses take control.
No, listen. They can have all their foam swords and all their little things, but they get to beat them with them.
It seems as though that would be completely appropriate. The guy was clearly a jackass.
And
you know, that kind of thing cannot be tolerated.
No.
Within the community, in society as a whole.
Yeah.
So
you know who I got to pitch it out to? I got to call out. Not call out, but I got to get behind. Benny Klein. Did you see his post on this topic today? He said, bring that to New York because we got a lot of curbs. And I was like, I know exactly what that means. Yep. That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Benny's a no-nonsense guy. And since he's the mayor of that entire section of the con...
How many mayors are there in this?
There's that mayor, but then there's the mayor of the block. Benny gets what? 40, 50 booths?
Can I say this?
What?
I think that Spat is the mayor.
Spat is the mayor of the convention as a whole.
So he's the mayor?
Yes.
I would say Benny, the godfather.
Okay.
I would say the godfather.
All right, he's the godfather.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's move on, though.
Yes.
With all of the news.
News from San Diego.
Let's get to the title of the show.
Yeah.
Which was one of the bigger things that happened at San Diego.
Right. So they showed and, of course, released before they were mostly all yanked down. I still think there's one or two up. They released a teaser footage from Batman versus Superman.
Right. Dawn of Justice.
With Batman turning on the bat signal, and dressed in the bat armor from Dark Knight Returns with the light up eyes and everything.
Yep.
And looks up into the sky at the signal, and all of a sudden, for no reason, the lightning flashes, and instead of the signal being there, even though the light is still on, the signal is gone and Superman is just there in his place. Glowing red angry eyes.
Yeah.
Now, so here's what I maintain, and I'm putting this out there today, so when it happens, we can say I said it when. That scene is not in the movie.
Okay.
That's what I'm betting. I'm betting it was shot for Comic-Con, and that scene is not in the movie.
All right. We'll see.
That is a direct pull from Dark Knight Returns.
Absolutely.
There's no way that shot is in this movie.
Maybe that's like the end of the movie. Maybe that's where it ends up.
I don't think so. I think Scapegoat said this to me the other day, which I agree. I think the movie opens with Batman. I don't think we see Superman for quite a bit.
Yeah. I think it's you're telling Batman's side of the story from Man of Steel for a while.
Okay.
Just like that other teaser that was out where we're looking at Batman, looking at all the screens.
Looking at all the screens.
Presumably in the Batcave, and it's Zod on the voiceover.
Right.
I think that's what it is. But here's the thing about that clip that they showed. I fucking loved it.
It looked cool.
I loved it. And I desperately don't want to like this movie. And everything else that was said, done, spoken about, questioned, or anything about this movie that happened at Comic-Con, I didn't like. Didn't like Gal Gadot's costume.
Oh, I thought it was fine.
I thought their panel was crap. I didn't like anything else about this movie except that clip.
Well, let's talk about Gal Gadot's costume.
Yeah, let's.
I think it looks fine.
I agree.
I think it looks like Wonder Woman.
I think it looks like Wonder Woman closer to like the Injustice darker rebooty game kind of stuff, as opposed to the 1950s pinup.
I hope she doesn't break a heel.
50s, 60s.
I don't think they're heels.
They are heels.
Are they heels or are they wedges? Because this was a big thing online.
I heard it
this was
a heels.
This was a big huge argument online. Okay. Are they heels or are they wedges?
All right.
So I'm not sure.
I mean, wedges would definitely offer more arch support.
That's correct.
Definitely be better in
Tell
the long run.
Tell us all about ladies' footwear.
But listen,
I'd be happy to.
Listen,
happy
even
to
if they were heels.
Are they really just sandals, though, is the question.
Yeah. Even if they were heels, it's not like they're not. I mean, it would be silly, practically speaking, but come on. I mean, female superheroes have been fighting
heels for years.
She
doesn't even need to
years.
Run. She could just float right above the ground.
You know, yes, she didn't have the lasso, but I think who cares? She'll get the lasso. It just wasn't in that picture. Those bitching about the red, white, and blue. I think she looks like she's kind of an Amazonian princess, and maybe she doesn't have the red, white, and blue yet either. Maybe that's a costume progression. It's not like we haven't seen costume progressions in superhero films before. How many times has Cap changed his costume? Three? I mean...
Four.
Has he changed? Oh, yeah, four. Twice in the first movie and then one time each other. So, I mean, you know, all those things are silly. What else? Was there anything other? Oh, he's not going to be able to turn his neck. Batman won't be able to turn his neck because the cowl is, again, attached to the cape.
Yep.
And it looks like thick rubber. Yep. I don't fucking get it. Maybe that was just for the prop, and maybe it won't be that way in the film. It's the only thing that I'm holding out for. But
Well, he's not turning his head in the armor, that's for sure.
No one listened to the interviews with Michael Keaton. The interview where he tried to turn his neck was the first day of filming. He tried to turn his head the way he would normally turn it, and he ripped the costume from his neck down his back. And learned at that point he had to do stiff neck.
Turn at the waist.
Stiff neck for
turning at the waist.
I mean, so I'm hoping that maybe that was just for display. Maybe they attached it for display. You know what I mean?
Could be.
So we'll see. Well, let's go to the other big panel.
Sure.
It's got to be the Marvel panel, right?
Yeah. And it happened on Saturday, and I have to say the part that I liked was the Ant-Man part of the panel.
A lot of good things to come out of the Ant-Man part of the panel.
Like, we know who the villain is.
Yellow Jacket, which I think we all kind of thought
probably
was
would
be the
be.
Case anyway.
Yeah. I like that actor who's playing him, although I don't remember his name at the moment.
Give me a moment, I'll find out for you.
And you know what I really liked about the Ant-Man panel? The joy in the face of Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is so excited to be involved in this movie and this. Like, he looked like a little kid happy. You know what I mean?
Was astounded, like, oh my God, yeah.
He was really like, this is amazing. I cannot believe that I am a part of this. And that kind of awe and happiness, I think, really translates very well. I also like the fact that Michael Douglas, even though it's probably bullshit, was like, well, I've been watching all these Marvel movies from a distance. And
I don't know, maybe he has.
I've never been involved in a movie like this with special effects and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that was a real rabbit in that pot, is what I thought at that moment. But the point is that everybody, seemingly, and Evangeline Lilly, of course.
Let's get to her in a second. Corey Stoll
is
the gentleman playing Darren Cross, a.k.a. Yellow Jacket.
Yes.
Evangeline Lilly. As what was originally teased as Hope Van Dyne, and then later corrected to Hope Pym.
But they introduced her as Hope Van Dyne at the panel.
That's correct.
Right.
So, and then we kind of get an idea, we kind of find out that one of the things that happens is that Pym's wife, although they never refer to her by her name in the panel, right? But she dies, which causes him to kind of reflect and give up what he's doing on, which causes him to pass on the armor, which I thought was an interesting choice of words.
I'm not taking anything like that as rote.
Right.
I'm just going to wait for the movie and see what they do.
So naturally what happened is a lot of people are bitching that Wasp isn't going to be in the film and that they've essentially eliminated the potential for Wasp to ever be in the film. And so I've been thinking about it and I've been listening to other people's arguments about it, and to a certain degree, I didn't necessarily expect her if we had old Hank Pym. That's first.
Right.
Second of all,
they could have made her the daughter.
They could have, but I think that would have caused a lot of ire as well.
Right.
I also think that, I don't know. I think they're, I know that they have Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. I know that. But Wasp is a mutant. And I think they're trying to limit the number.
Wasp is not a mutant.
Originally, wasn't she a mutant?
No,
the first iteration of Wasp wasn't a mutant before she.
No, sir.
You sure?
No, exposed to Pym's formula.
I thought she was a mutant.
No, sir. I don't think so. But if you think I'm wrong, give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
We got another call, don't we, for second half of today?
We do. We'll play it at some point. I'm trying to think. We can play it in the second half.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything. So anyway, so.
And the poster they released also, that little teaser poster. Amazing.
The cracked shield looks great. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking Vision.
Oh my God. No, I meant the Ant-Man poster, but that poster too.
Yes,
yeah.
The Ant-Man poster looks great.
Yeah.
As well. Fucking Vision.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you don't see a lot of them, but you see enough to know it's great.
Yeah.
Yellow Cape. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Means they're going with some sort of. So what do we think about Vision?
Homage.
Do we think that Vision is Ultron Mark One?
No. Quite the opposite. Ultron creates Vision.
I know in the books that's what happens.
No, that's what happens in the movie also.
You think so?
Yeah, they said that.
Oh, did they say that?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was in the. I think it was in the article in
EW. I didn't think they had said that.
I think they did. Yeah, he actually creates him because Ultron wants to create something.
Right.
So he creates Vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
I was thinking that Tony might have created Vision as his.
No, but he clearly snatches Jarvis.
Yeah. Well, it's Jarvis that becomes Vision.
Right.
I mean, that's confirmed as well. Right. It's Paul Bettany playing the voice as well. So.
Yeah.
All right. So was that, did we miss anything? Oh, and Guardians 2 was announced. Nothing else.
Did they announce it?
Guardians 2 was officially announced.
Oh, I thought they were going to green light it on Friday.
Nope. No, and it's been officially announced.
Well, it's being tagged as the best Marvel movie ever.
By a lot of people.
Yeah.
And can I just say, fuck the internet. Nothing is sacred. I already know what the after credit stinger is, and I didn't want to.
What is it?
It was just spoiled for
me. Please
don't.
Spoil
I'm not going to.
Spoil it for me after the show.
I don't want to say anything about it, but really, can't people just keep anything? Like, I can understand if it leaked on Friday after the masses started to see it, but it's not even Friday yet. It's still only, like, press and, like,
we haven't seen
screenings
it yet.
And
just
those
kind of look at it that way.
But anyway, so Guardians, can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I will see it before next week's show.
And then Marvel,
I know you two will. I hope to see it.
And didn't Marvel release their schedule till 2020?
Well, they announced another date. They scooped up the date that was forfeit by the pushback of Spider-Man 3. and they pushed forward Sinister Six.
Right.
Sony made
for
that announcement
year,
for next year.
Yep. Nobody cares.
But they did not announce any other movies. There were some rumors floating around, though, that we were going to find out who was playing Doctor Strange. That did not happen. Benedict Cumberbatch has again denied it. Although I've heard that Joaquin Phoenix is the one that's in the running.
Oh.
And some guy that runs a comic book store in Connecticut, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, apparently put out a bunch of tweets. And you can find them online, and I'll try to post the image. But asking Marvel Studios online, I don't think he was expecting a response. But apparently Joaquin Phoenix was in his store buying Doctor Strange books.
Really?
So whether or not that means he's confirmed, maybe he was considered for the part, maybe he was in talks.
Awful idea.
I mean, I don't hate Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't either, role?
I know. I know.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right. Sin City 2. Did you see the new trailer?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
The red band trailer?
This is what it took me to get fully on board, but I'm on board. Trailer looks fantastic.
Yep.
I think finally I really, really, really want to see it.
Been like 10 years in the making.
I hope that it comes out before Frank Miller passes away. Have you seen the pictures of Frank Miller?
No.
He is not well.
Really?
No. I mean, no one's confirmed that he's actually sick, but he looks like he belongs in hospice.
Okay.
I mean, it's bad. Wow. He looks not healthy. But Sin City 2 looks great.
Also, Fury Road.
Fury Road. Okay. Is it a prequel? Is it a reboot? What is it?
It's a reboot.
Okay. It looks great either way.
It has to be a reboot because he has the car back, even though the car gets blown up in the first 20 minutes of the film.
There's also Mad Max game, right, that they announced at E3?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So are these going to tie together, do we think?
I'm assuming that the game is going to probably act as some sort of either companion story, pre-story.
And surprisingly, like Fury Road looks like a Mad Max movie.
Yeah.
So...
And I like Tom Hardy. I like Charlize Theron. I'm trying to think who else is in it that I recognize. Rose Huntington Whitley. She's okay,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know. It looks great, though. I think the trailer looks pretty good. Arrow. Talk about Arrow.
Yeah.
Some more casting, and a new teaser came out of San Diego.
Indeed.
New teaser has Ra's al Ghul as the main villain.
Yep.
Looks pretty cool. I'm excited. Even though you don't see his face, you see enough of him to get a feel for.
Yeah, they're definitely going with the Middle Eastern.
Yes.
You know, kind of.
Who's playing him? Tony Shalhoub.
Persian.
No, I don't think they actually
Persian
announced
vibe
he's
going on.
Oh.
He's actually Lebanese. You're aware.
What?
Tony Shalhoub is actually Lebanese.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love Tony Shalhoub.
Why do you think I said that?
No, I just think it's funny that they make him play every single ethnicity
except Lebanese.
Middle Eastern or Lebanese.
No, that's not true. Did you ever see The Siege?
Yes.
Denzel Washington. And,
yeah, that's true. That's a weird role for him. I don't know.
I loved him in that.
Yeah, I just feel like he's always plays a friendly guy and it's a weird.
Okay.
I don't know.
J.R. Ramirez has been cast as Wildcat for Arrow. And we got confirmation again that Plastique was going to be a villain in The Flash. And outside of San Diego, but just yesterday or today, we got confirmation that actress Kelly Fry, who I do not know, but she is on...
Fry.
Oh, shit. What's the TV show? Well, she's been cast to play that role.
Fry.
So there was that. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh.
Bueller.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Uh-huh.
Season 2 teaser, which is really
just
a Patton Oswalt...
Yeah,
party. Oh, that
it's like
that
three
funny.
different versions of Patton Oswalt talking a little bit about the show. Mm-hmm. And did we get anything else S.H.I.E.L.D. related? I don't think so. Agent Carter.
They had Agent a panel, Carter. But I don't think they showed anything. At least I didn't hear that they
I think
did.
There was a teaser, but I think it was the same teaser that we saw.
Right.
We've seen online already. Oh, Whedon, in an interview, said that there were four prominent female roles in Avengers. It was an interview after the panel.
Black Widow.
Right.
Scarlet Witch.
Right.
Colby Smulders.
Or Hope Van Dyne. Oh, no, that's right. She wouldn't be in Avengers. Right. So the question is, who's the fourth? And Ms. Marvel is the one that's being thrown around. A lot of people thought it was going to be Wasp, but that's not the case. So
you don't know that.
So Ms. Marvel.
You don't know that.
We think is the one.
You don't know that.
Interesting.
In comic book stuff, and I only bring this up because we've talked about this on the show a bunch and we did an interview.
I have a great comic book story.
Five Ghosts has been
picked up.
Universal.
Wow.
Is bringing Five Ghosts to TV.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Yep.
Even better.
Yeah, that'd make it's
Give
a good
it to HBO.
It's a good serial story.
It's not going to HBO.
It's too bad because HBO would run away with it.
Yeah, but it's Universal picked it up. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Universal picked it up. So where do you think it's going? Do you think it's going to NBC?
Does Universal actually own any network? No, they don't.
They're
owned
by Comcast. A lot of their stuff goes to NBC, though.
Oh, they're owned by Comcast.
NBC Universal is owned by Comcast. Comcast.
So then it's NBC. Okay.
So NBC, USA.
Ugh.
God,
it's like the dumping
ground.
What
else is their other network?
HBO.
No, they don't have it. But I mean, that's not how TV works
anyway.
Time
Warner owns HBO.
Yeah, Time Warner is the competitor of Comcast.
Oh, I thought it was.
But it doesn't matter because that's not how they work. Like, the production studio could be totally different. You know, ABC Studios made Scrubs that aired on NBC. Like,
gotcha.
It doesn't,
right.
You know.
That's interesting.
What was your?
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I like Five Ghosts. I've been reading it. It's fun.
What was my news?
Yes.
My news about comic books and Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Did you read the story about Mile High Comics?
I did, and I've read both parts of that story.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning both sides. I've read both sides of that coin. So for those of you who don't know, Mile High Comics is a Denver-based, I think.
Wherever they are.
that's an ironic name now.
Comic book store slash retailer that is probably one of the biggest.
And has been around for
San Diego.
Like 48 years. Right. Like they've been there. They've been to every San Diego Comic-Con or something.
They announced this year that they are pulling out of doing the con.
That's right. They're not doing it anymore.
Going
They're
forward.
Not the only one. They're just the biggest one.
They're the biggest one. And the reason they say is that because the publishers themselves are pretty much cannibalizing the market, because the publishers themselves now are direct selling exclusives, books in general. And so what happens is the con goers are going and spending all of their monies on the exclusives. So they're not spending money on back issues and trades, which is pretty much the
comics,
which is the bread and butter of Mile High. He gave a comparison. He was at another convention. Was it Phoenix? Maybe he said where he made something like three times as much as he made at San Diego. And I forget what he estimated his loss was going to be.
$30,000.
$30,000. Yep. He would be out after San Diego this year.
Wow.
So that's significant.
That is not worth it as a business.
No.
Let's fly somewhere to lose money. What do you guys think?
And look, this is a trend that we've seen for quite some time. Although the one thing I have to say about this trend is that this isn't Hollywood eating the money. This is the comic book industry eating its own money.
It's not only comic book industry, the toy industry is responsible as well.
Oh, of course.
Because most people are going to get those exclusives to turn around on eBay and make money. Let's
be
honest.
Yep. Of course. Rebels? Star Wars Rebels? No major Episode 7 casting news, right?
No, nothing.
Or
nothing
news
about,
in general.
Nothing about 7
they're probably
at all.
They're saving everything for Celebration.
That's what I would think.
Well, Celebration is 6 months before they open, so that would make sense. It's April. It's my birthday next year.
The most we got out of Episode 7 was that epic beard that Mark Hamill is sporting. The Obi-Wan
you see
beard.
Did you see he was at the premiere of Guardians, I think, in London.
Yes.
And he did a little interview, and he was talking about something. Yeah, and he was sporting that Jedi beard, that's for sure.
Again, not out of San Diego, but kind of that circulated this past week, was someone claims that they saw some footage, or not footage, they saw training or filming with Gwendolyn Christie, is that her name? The actress that's also on Game of Thrones?
Yep.
Using a lightsaber. In whatever it was she was filming.
That's not a surprise.
So, of course, her role has still not been
right
conveyed. But did you read there was an article with her in Entertainment Weekly, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? It was a really good article about her in general and about her role.
How she blew up out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
She was actually really big, apparently, on some British sci-fi show or something. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same one that the guy, Russell T. Davies, who used to do Doctor Who, does. I think she's on that show or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
Something like that. I don't know. I Googled her once, and that came up.
There was no real big Episode 7 news. The big news and everything anyone is talking about at San Diego, be it Hasbro, be it Lucasfilm, is Rebels.
Right.
They are pushing hard on Rebels.
New teaser, another extended teaser.
All the figures now have been shown that are coming in the first billion waves.
Is it just me? Do the figures look cheap? And cheaper than, I know people are claiming that some of the other Hasbro Star Wars figures have looked cheap, but these look like particularly cheap. And the I can't tell if it's stylistic.
It is. It's, and here's what it is. It's just like Clone Wars in that it's a very simplistic style. Yes. So you have that, but you also have 5 points of articulation. So it doesn't make them very exciting toys.
Yeah.
So.
But it was more about the, more about the sculpt and the paint. Just seemed very simplistic, and I couldn't tell if that again was that
there's
stylistic.
There's a lot of complaints about Hasbro switched factories, and they've gotten a lot of complaints about the quality control on the figures has been terrible, especially the last wave of the Black Series. But they're aware of it, and apparently it's being taken care of, blah, blah, blah. So maybe it won't affect the Rebels toys, but who knows? And Rebels, I have decided now, absolutely 100% sure after having seen that trailer, is Firefly.
It looks like it.
It's fucking Firefly.
It looks great, though.
It's I'm really excited. It's the same fucking premise as Firefly, more or less.
Can we talk about Star Wars animation for just 1 second, not related to San Diego?
There's more.
Phineas and Ferb. You familiar with the show?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm familiar, but I didn't see. I saw that you thought it was pretty spectacular.
So, Phineas and Ferb is a show that's on Disney. It involves
it's a kid show, right?
Yes, but
let me rephrase. The target audience is children.
Yes, with the understanding that
parents watch it.
Parents and young adults watch it.
I got it.
Okay,
because
there's
I was not trying to insult.
No. I know.
Young adults watch Adventure Time too.
Yeah, right. But right, there's a different. Anyway, so they do these specials. They did a Marvel special last year as well. But they just did a Star Wars special. It aired last week. It's on demand if you have Comcast. It's on Disney Online if you have that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It takes place during and around, the episode takes place during and around A New Hope. So all these things happen in it that directly relate back to stuff that happened in A New Hope.
That's pretty funny.
It's really cleverly done and well written and well put together.
Is it canon?
So the opening scroll, they have an opening.
Yeah.
The last thing in the scroll is, and none of this is canon anyway, so just enjoy.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. That's really funny. Yeah. That's kind of winking it. Yeah.
You, even if you've never heard of Phineas and Ferb before and you've never watched an episode, seek this out.
Right.
Just for the references to the original movie alone, I think you'll find it very funny and very, very interesting and kind of clever. Awesome. And cute.
I would like to check that out. I am very much looking forward to Rebels. Also, a couple other bits of Star Wars. The first copies of the first in canon novel,
yes,
were given out at San Diego.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think they were coming out that quick.
The Rebels one, the one that ties into Rebels, that one came out. They had the signing there with the author, so that book is floating around.
I'll have to get a copy of that.
And then the other, I don't know that it's. I think it releases in September or something.
All right.
I think this was like a way advanced something just for Comic-Con. And the other big news is Marvel made Star Wars comic announcements.
Four new books.
John Cassaday is drawing one of them. That was the only thing that even caught my attention.
Right. I like John Cassaday.
I like John Cassaday too, I guess. But was there anything? Do you have any news like on
I kind of only saw the story very quickly.
Yeah, me too.
And I didn't really pay it much mind.
And honestly, because it's Marvel, I'm really just not paying it much mind. Just like you said, I'm just like, well, they'll come. I'll read them in trades because there's no way I'm committing to Marvel books on a monthly basis. So that's pretty much it. And I'm really, really sorry to cut you off. I'm really, really, really upset
that Dark Horse
Dark Horse lost it. Really upset.
I'm not paying it much mind because I've pretty much just accepted the fact that I'm going to read them because they're canon. So I didn't really want to read a lot about them. I like purposefully kind of avoided it.
Yeah.
Like when it comes out,
got it.
I'll read it.
A minute, yeah.
And I'll enjoy it. I'm assuming I will enjoy it. Again, like I hate to say it because I think Dark Horse put out some great books. I've stopped reading almost every single Dark Horse Star Wars book that I was reading.
They're all ending. So.
I know, but even the ones that I was kind of like halfway through a story or invest, I just stopped because I'm like, it's not canon. I know it's never going to be canon. I have all this new material that's coming out. I don't know. It almost seems like it's a waste.
Nah,
it's like reading fan fiction.
I don't
really good fan fiction.
But all of it is.
Yeah, but I don't think a good story is a waste.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I know what you mean because you're
gonna shift gears and you need to catch up on this canon stuff.
Right.
Why are you gonna spend the time reading stuff that doesn't matter? But
all that stuff's gonna be gone by the time the Marvel stuff happens.
No, I know. Maybe I will get the trades then and finish it that way as opposed to individual issues week after week.
Really? Because you're going to stop reading Legacy? Legacy 2?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Legacy 2 took a...
What? Really? I kind of like it.
Took a little bit of
it's not Legacy 1, and no book will be. But I still like it. I mean, as far as the book goes. And did you read The Star Wars?
That I read.
That was really good.
But I read that. First of all, that wrapped before I decided to not read it.
Right.
And second of all,
That's not related.
That was only a couple of issues, self-contained, outside of canon anyway.
Yeah, I know.
And that was more of like, I read The Star Wars for the same reason years ago I read Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
Right.
Right? Like,
yeah.
It was just a different take on things that we knew happened or were happening.
I get it.
So, since we're almost 40 minutes in, and we still have
plenty of news.
Con stuff, con toy stuff, product stuff,
right.
Why don't we take our first break?
Okay, let's do
we'll
it.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 337-8. I hate myself for loving you.
Hey guys, it's Steven, at CLE Steven on Twitter. Loving the show as always. Hopefully you get some more donations, because I would definitely love to hear from you guys live from the con, or at least be able to download the episodes later and hear kind of your take on it. Appreciate everything, all the news you're giving towards us. I'm sure I can speak for most people. You know, it's nice to get everything kind of in one area. I wanted to say that you guys are talking a little bit like about loot crates and nerd blocks and stuff. I actually got my first loot crate this past week, and it's something I actually kind of liked a lot, and it kind of makes me want to try my nerd block as well and see what that is like. That said, with the San Diego Comic Con, there's a bunch of Funko Pop exclusives. I'm actually trying to get some of them, and I think that alone has gotten me into the toy realm a bit. So between you guys and the Funko stuff, I'm kind of getting more involved in toys, and I kind of like those. Guardians comes out this week, and I'm excited to see that. Wanted to see, I know OG was telling me he's probably going to go see it on Monday. Wanted to see if you guys were going to go see it maybe on Thursday night at all. If you had early impressions from anybody who saw any pre-screens. And then finally, OG was on E-Rock's show talking about Mystery Science Theater, I believe. Someone brought up Riff Tracks. Actually, Cinemark does Riff Tracks, and actually this month, in August, actually, they're doing Godzilla, the 1998 Godzilla movie that was kind of terrible. They're actually doing a Riff Tracks version of that. Didn't know if that's something you'd be interested in, but kind of putting it out there for you. Great show as always, guys. You take care. Bye.
And we are back. I always get nervous when it doesn't start.
My name is Clee Steven, and I'm proud to be on the GVM line.
Hey, listen, he didn't call himself Superfan, so
that's right. For that. Well, clearly he isn't one then.
Aw. I think he called himself a super fan last time he called.
I think we should just call him Cleveland.
All right, Cleveland.
So Cleveland made some good points.
He had a plethora of things.
Yes.
A myriad.
Loot Crate and Nerd Block. I've seen them. I'm just still not...
Sold.
Ready?
He said
he got some good stuff.
He did. I've seen some other people get some good stuff too. I'm just not sold.
Okay. Why not buy what you want as opposed to a crapshoot of things you may not want?
That's kind of how I feel.
I understand what you're saying.
It's
kind of like a nice surprise, though.
Well, it is. Maybe if you were more into blind boxes.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's,
that's right. Maybe if this was 2008, OG would be on it.
It's possibly throwing $20 out the window each month. So
also
know,
true.
You
also
know, if
true.
You had, if I had the $20 extra, maybe I'd consider it.
Yeah, I don't enjoy throwing money away.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Not a fan,
like,
personally.
No. I know what'll happen to me. I'll get one that's really cool, and then I'll get like 6 months in a row that suck.
Wait a minute. But didn't you buy the Treme box set?
Absolutely not.
That's like throwing money away.
Absolutely not correct. I did buy Last of Us Remastered, though.
There you
PlayStation
go.
PlayStation 4.
That's news.
Is it Last of Us? They announced they're doing a movie of that, too?
I believe they did.
Yeah, right? Legendary Pictures, yeah, I think, made that announcement.
I don't know why. I mean, I do know why.
Well, let's finish the phone call.
Yeah. I guess thanks to us, Funko in San Diego, he's getting more into toys and collectibles.
Good
That's
for
cool.
you, buddy.
Funko, very interesting what they did with their exclusives in that they released them all at Barnes & Noble at the same exact time.
Did they?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
The Flocked?
I believe so.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So I missed out on Bloody Hannibal because I didn't fucking know they were releasing it at Barnes & Noble?
That's correct.
Go to Barnes & Noble.
You might not have missed out. Go to Barnes & Noble. So I believe that's where he's been getting some of his from, because I had a conversation with him on Twitter. He's been checking out Barnes & Nobles and been scooping stuff up. And a lot of people I saw were doing that last week.
That's pretty cool.
I want a Flocked raccoon.
I'm still not convinced I need the Flocked one. Maybe if I find it like in Barnes & Noble, I'm not paying extra for it is what I mean. I'm not seeking it out on eBay or and none of that shit. And then in regards to Riff Tracks, I like Mystery Science Theater. I never got into Riff Tracks for no particular reason other than I don't think I've just ever
done it.
Sought it out to watch it.
Yeah.
Though I would like to see a Riff Tracks on that Godzilla movie.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not gonna lie. Don't we have some Godzilla news? Well, I just want to thank Cleveland for his phone call.
Right.
Thank you very much, Cleveland. And thank you for your donation, Cleveland, to getting us to New York Comic Con.
He did actually make a donation.
I know he did. I know. That's why I just thanked him.
I know. I'm just saying.
Just I don't know where that came from. All right. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Godzilla news is there's another one.
Godzilla 2.
A lot of news.
And they've announced Rodan, Mothra, and Ghidorah. Is that how we're pronouncing
Ghidra.
It? Ghidra.
Uh-huh.
Will appear in multiple upcoming sequels, not all in Godzilla 2.
Which was the original rumor.
Right. But they will be those
that'd be too
monsters
many.
Will be in those.
That'd
be
too and Skull
many
Island.
That'd be too many villains for one movie.
Really?
Did they say
we're looking at you.
Did they say that Skull
Batman
Island?
Batman and Robin.
Did they say that Skull Island was actually going to be in a Godzilla movie? Because what they did announce is that they're doing.
No, I thought Skull Island is the other movie they're making.
They're making another movie called Skull Island.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And what happens on Skull Island?
Right. It is a sequel, or I don't think it's a sequel, but it is. It does. It takes place before the events of him coming to the States, I guess, New York. King Kong.
Oh.
That's where King Kong is from, Skull Island. I just assume everybody knows that. I'm sorry.
So really what they're doing is they're remaking King Kong and calling it Skull Island.
And they're preparing for
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, they're preparing for King of
it's
all Monsters.
It's actually going to tie into
let's
Jurassic
talk about
World.
This. Let's talk about this because the Godzilla of today.
Right.
Humongous.
Right.
Compared to any recent King Kong.
Yeah, so King Kong is going to
King Kong going to have to be way bigger.
Have to be stupid big.
Yeah, stupid big. Like 70s stupid big.
Otherwise, it's going to be like Triple H versus Hornswoggle.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
way to throw that WWE reference out
that
there.
That was WWF.
No, Hornswoggle would
Hornswoggle
be WWE.
Is E, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, Triple H, is Triple H E or F?
He started in F.
Did he start in F?
Yeah, he made the transition.
You're talking about WWF and WWC?
WWE. You mean WCW?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. No,
yeah.
At some point in the, I want to say the late 90s, early 2000s, the WWE, the World
they
Wide
merged.
Wrestling Federation, they didn't merge. They
the
lost a lawsuit
Federation.
With the World Wildlife Federation for the use of the term WWF. So they had to change it to WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment.
And then WWE bought out WCW and they merged.
Right, yeah. That's
and then eventually
what, yeah.
bought
that's
ECW.
They bought they own everything. Now.
They own except for, now there's that other league. I'm not a wrestling guy.
TNT.
Total Nonstop. TNA. Total Nonstop Action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what most people think about when they hear those.
I know we haven't done wrestling news on this show in a long time, but I have to say there is a really exciting piece of wrestling news.
We'll get the Bad Mother Knucker here
next week.
It's fake?
No. It's fake is not news.
it's real to me, man.
No, but the last giant star of the 90s.
Yes.
Who has been saying no to Vince McMahon for, what, 20, 30 years now?
Which is who?
Sting.
Oh, yes.
Signed with
coming.
WWE.
That's
so
right.
So that's a pretty big deal. I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, that's a pretty big deal.
But how old is
None
Sting
of you
now?
Out there.
Irrelevant.
Sting's going to be like 80.
So what? So is The Undertaker, who All lost right. at WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
Really?
Fair
lost
enough.
At WrestleMania after 20 years?
And it's not really this thing.
Brock
Let's be
Lesnar.
Honest.
Ugh.
Let's be honest. It's the Crow.
It is the Crow.
It's Crow
He's
Sting.
Coming as the Crow.
I know. He's
yeah.
coming as Crow Sting.
Not the Surfer one.
Not Surfer Sting.
It's the Crow Sting.
Yeah, it's Crow Sting.
Bat,
yeah.
long coat from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't work out
White
so well.
White face paint. Yeah.
That didn't work out so well for some people. Yikes. Just saying.
All right.
Blue Jesus. Blazer.
Jesus Christmas. A couple.
There's your wrestling news.
A few more trailers that popped up. The trailer for Horns popped up during San Diego.
And Tusk.
I really don't fucking get Tusk.
Yeah.
What is happening in that trailer? Is he trying to make him into a walrus?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that is what's happening.
Just think,
I don't fucking get
just,
it.
All right.
It's
so
like.
I know where you're gonna go. Human Centipede?
No.
No, that's where I was going. Just think Human Centipede, but he's making him into a walrus. I don't get it either.
I don't know
what happened to Kevin Smith.
I like Kevin Smith. I listen to the Hollywood Babylon and I enjoy it. I listen to Fat Man on Batman and I enjoy it, but I don't get Tusk. Not gonna lie. Confuses all fun.
I don't get it either.
But Horns.
Yep.
I don't get it. It looks okay.
There's a lot of not getting
Daniel
things
Radcliffe
here involving.
Is 25 now.
He looks okay,
he
I guess.
Make, he
I'm
can
not,
make big boy movies.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's about. Like, he something happens, he gets a hex placed on him, he grows horns, and he can tell when you're lying. And it forces you to tell the truth around him. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like,
what is the premise of this movie?
Let's
what happens from there? I'm
the
not
premise,
quite sure.
Here's the premise of this movie. I'm not Harry Potter anymore.
Let's scrap
Yeah,
horns.
Don't we know that when he played, you know, a horse with a giant dick on stage or whatever?
He didn't play a horse. He
I know,
the
I'm
human.
Joking. It's just called yeah,
let's so. Scrap horns and move forward with Saga,
giant.
The film.
That's not what I heard.
Transformers, Robots in Disguise. The first footage from the new animated series also debuted at San Diego this year. This takes place years after, but no specified time.
Of course not.
Transformers Prime. Bumblebee is the lead in this one. Not Optimus Prime.
Oh.
He is in charge of a rogue group.
A
of,
ragtag band.
Yes.
Enough with Transformers.
Yeah. Hey, shush. I like Transformers.
Enough.
I'm actually excited. I'll check it out.
Except
the trailer
for that.
Looked okay.
Yeah, how was that movie?
Well...
Yeah,
I'm a fan of the animated stuff.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really? Beast Wars?
Beast Wars was
animated.
Better than the movie. Beast Wars was better than the movie.
Wow.
I like Prime. I like Rescue Bots. You know? I like Gen 1.
What was
like
the other one? Revenge of Cybertron? Or whatever. Wasn't that one on Cartoon Network for a while with the kids?
That
it's
was
like
Prime.
Teenagers.
Prime.
I like that.
Yeah.
A lot, actually. Transformers Prime is great, I thought.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's that.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Sam Raimi has confirmed that he's doing an Evil Dead TV series.
Allegedly.
With?
No, he's confirmed it.
No, he's doing
and
it.
And he's definitely
with...
doing it with Bruce Campbell,
but
we don't know
Campbell's
in what
not
capacity.
In it. No, Bruce Campbell's writing it with him and Ivan.
Yeah, and I heard that he was also going to be possibly like narrating / introducing the episodes a la The Crypt Keeper.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. But that would be funny as hell.
Yes.
And I would be totally down with it.
So there's that.
Can I put this out there?
Yeah.
Briscoe County Jr., thank you very much. You've never seen it? Go get it now or stream it or steal it or however you people do things.
I'm put this out there. Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
Watch it. If you've never seen it,
wow.
Watch it.
I have a DVD of that. You know, I don't think that's available anywhere.
It was released legit.
Was it?
It was because I was still at Suncoast when it came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But... I don't know that it's still in print.
Why the hell did that show go away?
Vern Troyer?
It was great.
As Napoleon? That show was so ridiculous and so funny at the same time. Brilliant.
But anyway.
I don't remember who the blonde was, but it was a great show. Jack of all trades.
Yep.
Seek it out if you've never watched it. What about, do you have any other other news type
Well,
news?
You know, just it's as far as San Diego goes, it was the usual nightmare for people trying to get exclusives. Lines were hours and hours and hours long.
Yep.
Lines to get into halls were hours and hours. It's like it is every year. If you're not the first person in the door and you don't have anything else to do that day, you're not going to get into any panel. That's just the way it works.
I heard a lot of retailers were cracking down Again, even harder than in some years past on exhibitors.
Yep.
And exclusives.
Yeah, we heard that from Aileen.
Where you can't even, they're not even going to allow you to get them at all.
Yep.
It used to be they wouldn't let you get them early. You couldn't line up.
Right.
Now we're hearing, and Aileen was one of the persons, but I heard it from a couple other people too.
Sure, me too.
Flat out, no. If you're an exhibitor at the con, you can't get an exclusive from some retailers.
That's kind of bullshit.
Of course it's bullshit, because the exhibitors, nine times out of ten, are just as big a fan as
beyond that,
anybody else. And why not? They're paying for it.
That's even bullshit like for us. So let's say we're exhibitors,
right?
We need that thing to talk about it on the show. Right. And if they're like, no, you can't get that thing.
We would be classified as press. But I will say this. I recall when we were there, that they treated press the same way.
The same way.
There were certain retailers that would not sell to press
mm-hmm.
early or at all. And we actually said that to one major retailer. We're like, you know, we're buying this to cover. And they were like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
No, we had to go.
Buy it.
We had to go above that person's head.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying we didn't get what we were looking for. I'm just saying.
That person made a huge mistake.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't understand. I can understand not giving them preferential treatment.
Yeah.
But if they're willing to wait in line like everybody else, yeah, there's no reason why they shouldn't.
That's pretty dumb.
Everybody else up in here.
Because look, they don't give exhibitors and press preferential treatment for the panels either. But they let them in. You just have to wait online.
Yep.
I mean, it just makes sense. Or it doesn't make sense, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
I think you should get for panels. Exclusives, I get, are a whole other thing. You should get preferential treatment to go to a panel.
Yeah.
If you're an exhibitor, why are you standing around for 40 hours?
I want to give...
Because there are so many exhibitors that
it wouldn't help.
You would have paying guests
not
lose their mind.
You're really...
What if you could register... Like, what if an exhibitor could choose like one panel that they actually wanted to see?
I don't get is why they don't allow press to book seats.
Right.
Standing room only. I don't have to sit. I'd be happy to stand as press representative in the back or off to the side.
Yeah, I agree
with that. I can. You want to cap it? That's fine. Cap it at 50 members of the press. But to not let press into panels, to me, I mean, that's kind of just stupid.
Well, it's stupid, but I also wonder if it's because they want to control the story that they tell in there, and they want to make it seem like this one's just for the fans, even though it'll be on our YouTube channel later.
You did hear about that at the panel, right? At the Big Bang Theory panel.
No, what happened?
Somebody got up. One of the press people actually got up to the mic and started asking questions about the negotiations between CBS.
They said,
"Oh yeah, no, we can't ask those questions. Yeah. It's an open forum for open questions."
Nope. But to your point, right? At least if you let the press have at the information, you could theoretically hold someone accountable. You have their information. They registered a press. They have a press badge. They're on your list of people.
That's also true.
But
because all the leaks that are coming.
But the 300 idiots that you've let into Panel H that are filming the Batman teaser, that are tweeting and taking photos.
Which, by the way,
stuff.
First of all, in the spirit of it, that's really terrible that you really shouldn't do that. But also, thank you so much because otherwise I wouldn't be.
And how come no one fucking did it to the Marvel Ultron Avengers teaser? Where the fuck is that?
Well, Marvel and Disney have been better at taking offline. Yeah.
Well, also,
they don't need the hype.
They certainly don't need the hype.
But I want to see it. You don't want to see that footage?
No, I do.
Here's my problem.
I do. I'm sure it'll be the stinger. Yeah.
No, but here's my problem. Why the fuck haven't they just released the clip?
Of course.
They're probably waiting for a TV spot.
I have that problem.
They got time.
I have that problem every year. To me, it makes no sense to only release it to 300 people and not everybody else.
You know what? They want those people to feel that they've had an exclusive experience. I get it.
So you release it for two weeks. Yeah,
2 weeks later, you release it officially.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Well, that's what they're doing with a couple of the things they showed there.
Yeah.
The Interstellar trailer, for example, and some other stuff is apparently going out to everybody in a couple of weeks.
That's out now.
No, it's not. The new trailer?
Yeah, it is.
No, did it come out
today? I think it came out today, actually.
Oh, is it today?
Yesterday, actually.
Oh, man. Well, when it aired, I did not.
Yeah.
Did not yet know that it was
out. It was Monday, actually, I think it came out.
Speaking of footage and trailers and those sorts of things, let's talk about the leaked but not leaked but then officially released Deadpool.
Test footage from 100 years ago?
Did we talk about this already?
No.
We
talked about it off air.
Oh, we talked about it off air? I was going to say, are we repeating something we did in the beginning of the show?
No.
I think it looks great. I think it was 2006 or 2007 when it was created. I honestly think, this is my opinion, I can't confirm this, I honestly think that it was unofficially released and then officially released as a means of testing the waters.
Sure.
To see how it responded.
Right.
And the response has been gangbusters. It looks awesome.
If that was made 6 or 7 years ago, it would look 10 times better if it was made today.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds did the voice work. It was all CGI, although the intent was not to have a CGI movie. It was just to do, but it looks great. Deadpool looks great.
I would take him as CGI. Rocky Raccoon. We can fucking do anything now.
Of course.
Where's the Alien Legion fucking movie? Yeah.
But what else? Any other San Diego stuff? I want to talk about this, and this is sort of a San Diego exclusive, but not really. Do you have other things?
Where'd you get them?
Right. Okay. So Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah.
Much like Funko, made their exclusives available online. As a matter of fact, they made their exclusives available online Thursday. Like right away. Boom. Con started. Shit was on.
So you got them.
So I scooped them.
Nice.
I will say, though, that they are still available.
These are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Figures from the first movie.
That's correct. The movie from the 1990, whatever it was.
Hey, Brodzilla. Why didn't they release the Casey Jones? I would love a Casey Jones figure of that guy who played Casey Jones. I can't remember his name.
34 points of articulation.
God damn.
As far as capturing As far as capturing the likeness of the guys in the suits from the film, I think they did a great job.
Yeah, it looks good.
I love the scale. These are bigger than any other Turtles figures.
They are.
I mean, not the huge. They did those huge, huge ones last year. But yeah. These are like bigger than. I mean, these are bigger
these
than
are like
the most
6-inch scale. Yeah.
I think they're even bigger than 6-inch.
Jim Henson did. I didn't know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I think they're bigger than 6-inch, to be honest
they're
with you.
They're 6-inch scale.
You think so?
I think so.
We'd
have to see them up against a person.
I think the only complaint I have. And this is a picky complaint.
Is Raph's toothpick?
Don's,
rather.
Don's bow staff is a little short for this scale.
Little tiny.
I think it's a little short for this scale. But I think the other weapons on the other three turtles are
fine.
It's
not really the size. It's how he uses it.
Of course. Absolutely. But they look great. I think they're good looking figures.
What? That's a funny joke, scapegoat.
Is it though?
I like the base.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
1990 movie Don, 1990 movie Raph. Makes me think that if these do well, maybe we'll get we'll get Turtles in Time figures, maybe.
I would just
Secret of the Ooze.
I would just take a Casey Jones.
I would take a Casey and an April. I'd even take a Shredder. I'd take a Splinter.
Splinter, yeah.
You know? I mean, I like them though. I think they're good looking figures. So yeah.
Too bad the new movie looks like garbage.
Did you hear about that pub that debacle?
No, what?
What happened?
They released an international poster. It was the Australian international poster. Uh-huh. The release date for the film in Australia is September 11th, 2014. And the poster is the turtles jumping out of an exploding building in New York City.
Wow.
So
I want that poster.
So that's been a bit of a PR
nightmare.
I'm
sorry, that's funny. That's
for the
hilarious.
Last 2 days.
So it's but in their defense in Australia it's 11/9/2014.
Yeah, but I think the poster says September 11th.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't say 11/9. Oh. I think it actually spells out
that's
September 11th.
So are
that's
we to assume bad. That the turtles survived the attack on 9/11?
I'm just
is that what that means?
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
That's New been York. A bit of a PR nightmare is all I'm saying.
Wow.
Just saying.
The PR nightmare is the movie. What do you mean the PR name? Yes. Oh, look, a still of the turtle. That makes no sense.
And you know what? In the logo, if they could just make the words Teenage Mutant just a little tinier.
Yeah, wow.
Because it just says Ninja Turtles, and if you squint really hard at the top, it says Teenage Mutant. Yeah. Fuck him.
I had one other thing of product, but I think I want to save it. Because it's not really San Diego.
And yeah,
and
we want to do an hour. We want to do more about it than that. I want to say this about San Diego. Well, we talked about Star Wars a little. There were some Star Wars releases that were pretty exciting.
Yeah.
6-inch Wampa.
Oh, looks awesome.
6-inch scale Wampa. 6-inch scale Tauntaun.
Black Series, by the way, Walgreens, you could pre-order Boba Fett.
Sold out online.
Well. He was up for a couple hours.
Me and the mayor.
Before he sold out.
Me and the mayor.
Yeah.
Got a hold of that. So.
The Target Deluxe Black Series. The Target Deluxe Black Series. The
Black 6-inch, the
speeder bike.
Shadow Trooper.
And the speeder bike showing up at Target. in certain parts of the country.
Already?
Yep.
It's today. Not supposed to be out until October.
I thought that I had read the speeder bike, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, the speeder bike itself, yes, yeah. Not the Shadow
one. Oh, okay, okay.
The Shadow, it's actually a two-pack. It's a black Shadow Trooper and a Shadow Scout bike guy. Which is just a cheap-ass fucking thing to do, Hasbro. But yeah, that's exclusive. I think it's coming in. I think it's October. That's a two-pack. No, but the Jabba the Hutt, not the exclusive version, right. The just plain old Jabba the Hutt and the speeder bike, those are hitting now.
Okay.
Let me
ask you this. So all that Comic-Con stuff, does anyone feel like let down? Like nothing
a lot of people totally.
That's where I was
Like nothing big or surprising really happened. It was just kind of, you know, its own little press thing. Are the things that people are excited for, are they just big enough where they have their own cons now? Like, you know, Disney will do their own shit at D23 or whatever it's called. And
I think it's
and
a
Star
mixed...
Wars is all going to be Celebration and the internet news cycle. They don't want to share it with anyone
else.
So they're going to do
it
separately.
That's exactly why,
you know,
it's
like,
a letdown now, because the internet news cycle never stops.
I also think
so. What was the surprise? Name one surprise that happened at Comic-Con.
Well, there weren't a lot. I think
Evil Dead TV series.
I think a lot of the
Mad Max.
I think a lot of the things that people are most excited about. I think it's still a little too early. I think that's part of the problem too.
Yeah, you think it's next year's kind of.
But
next year,
for example, Marvel, I think, could have had a much bigger hit.
Yeah.
If they had announced just a handful. Of those dates, of what those dates were tied to. Officially give
but
us...
it's probably too early to do that.
Except that they've almost officially, unofficially announced Doctor Strange.
They clearly have the dates. They clearly
Chris
have
Hemsworth
something.
Has been talking about Thor 3 Ragnarok.
Yeah, but they're probably... like. But think about it. Marvel, that would be the big news, right? Coming out of that. But they don't need to. So why would they blow their load? I hate that phrase, but I'm going to say why would they blow their load at Comic-Con if right now they know everyone on the planet's going to hopefully go see Guardians, which they want everyone to go look at. Right. That's what they want to hit the focus on. It's so big that we're already greenlighting the sequel. Go watch that. Oh, and by the way, I guess it's Comic-Con, so we have Age of Ultron, which you already know a shit ton about because we released it all in Entertainment Weekly. But check this out. Why would they go past that? Because
that's what Comic-Con is for.
I agree, but all they want you...
But I want to say something in regards to that.
Is it about Hasbro?
But all they want you to think about is the movies that you're actually going to pay to see very soon.
Right.
I feel like, and a little teaser for the fans. Now, what I wish is a little teaser actually happened. Well, there was Ant-Man test footage apparently that looks great.
Right.
I want to see that. I think that's what
was
they
it
thought
newer
it was.
Than the Edgar Wright footage?
Yes, but Ant-Man test footage was what they used to wow everyone like
two years ago.
So, you know, I agree with you. It would be cool, like, hey, this one just for the fans. It's really not smart marketing-wise, but we appreciate you guys coming out. This is Doctor Strange and what the costume's going to look like. Something small. You know
I have a comment about that. Hasbro.
Unless the movies are so linked in plot now that announcing anything before it's ready will spoil a previous movie. Which is a bullshit excuse. I agree they should find a way to do it anyway.
I think they could have confirmed the things that we already know that are unofficially confirmed.
Right.
Without spoiling anything.
Yeah.
Thor 3. You don't have to say that it's called Ragnarok, even though we're all pretty positive that's what it's going to be called. Just say Thor 3.
Yeah.
Hasbro
has
come out and said that they are no longer going to give out as much information about the lines as they've been giving out in the last couple of years because everybody's disappointed when things come out and they're not as like for example, the big one they're talking about right now is the Black Series 3¾ Yoda that came out.
Right.
The one we saw at New York Comic Con last year.
Right.
That figure has now come out, and it is complete. It is not at all the prototype.
Right, it's worse.
That we saw. It's not even worse. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And everybody. And so, in response to this kind of press, Hasbro, I think, balls to Hasbro, is stepping up and saying, "We're just not going to talk about shit anymore."
I also wonder if some of the studios are starting to recognize that they don't need San Diego anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think you were like teetering on that, but you were also kind of saying that.
Well, I'm saying if you're gonna make a showing, because they're still there, you might as well do the thing that we all want you to do.
Right.
Now, I also agree with you, which is the reason why they're not is because they don't really have to.
They don't need San Diego. I think they're starting to realize that it used to be 5 years ago, 6 years ago, without San Diego, right? That was it. That was your big outlet. And I'm not even talking about other cons. I'm just talking about these companies have gotten so much better at promoting their own stuff on their own.
Yeah.
And San Diego, I think, has gotten so big. And I think a lot of people are starting to recognize that it's only in another couple of years before it collapses in on itself. Yeah. I can't see it sustaining at this level for much longer without a significant change. A change in venue to Vegas or someplace bigger,
mm-hmm.
or another day, or but it's getting to the point where it's almost not sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. And I think maybe the studios are starting to, you know, read the writing on the wall, so to speak, and like, we don't really need this.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So,
but anyway.
It's a good point to bring us to a close, OG, as the wrap-up music has begun to play.
That's right. Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can
donate.
Also
please. Please donate. Please.
Find us at our PayPal link over at that website. Please click on the link and donate. We are asking, of course, you know, if you're a fan of the show, throw us a little bit of love.
Why not?
That's it.
Yeah.
A little bit of love. Not a lot.
This
a little bit.
Is
I mean, if you want to throw us a lot, we'll take a lot.
We would appreciate it.
If you want to advertise on the show, that also is a good way to support the show and support the New York Comic Con Fund. I've spoken to two or three people. I will say that we are acting behind the scenes as though we're moving forward with New York Comic Con and getting a booth. And in that regard, we have lined up or in the process of lining up some pretty cool...
some good stuff.
Merch.
Some good stuff.
Exclusives.
Oh, and I do want to thank also at this time... And I feel really bad because I thought I remembered his Twitter handle, but yes. I don't remember it. The guy who got me a Jabba from San Diego.
Oh, someone got you
one?
Oh, which excellent.
Is apparently on the way. Now, I still haven't got the Shadow Trooper. That one I'm still working on. But this guy got it for me, and he's sending it to me, according to rumor. So we'll see if I actually get
awesome.
It. I did pay the dude, so
there you
I
go.
Hope it shows up.
So there you go. Well, if not, you know who what his Twitter handle is. So we could call him out on it.
Yeah, find him, kill him.
You underestimate the power of social media. Sir.
Yeah.
but that being said,
Facebook.
You can find us at Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. You can find us on Twitter at BKGeekStuff.
Scapegoat GS.
And at GeekStuffOG. And I think that's it.
And you can call us
yes.
at the GVM line, which is
425-920-6050. Wow.
Sorry.
That's the worst one we've ever done.
I'm brain dead.
That is not good.
And
we do want to thank Cleveland for calling in this week. Great call there, Cleveland.
That's right.
Cool.
And that's it.
There you go.
And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, James Shigeta, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.